Morning. Today's daf and bashan is daf kuf. We start today on the Mishnah on Sadi Tesam with Beis, and the Mishnah begins. Mishnah Haitza Derech Harabim versus Och Sader. So let's say a person has a Derech Harabim. So there's a public path going through the person's property, and he got the property. So and the Mishnah goes on to describe not love enough lahem and outside. And so what the person wanted to do was not take it away from the public. In fact, not only can he, is he not taking it away from the public, he can't take it away from the public. Once the public has rights to a certain passage, a certain pathway, so it belongs to the public. It's public property. Literally, it's public property. But what this guy would like to do is that right now, currently, where the path is right now on my property, I'm not so happy with it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to, you'll forgive me for using such modern terminology, but I'm going to repeal and replace. I'm going to take Thank you. So I'm going to take. I'm going to take. I'm going to. Yeah. Okay. Fine. I know. All right. So I'm going to. I want to take it away, and I'm going to replace it with a new pathway. It sounds reasonable what the person's doing. In other words, he's not
middle of the field.
Right. In other words, he's not taking it away from the public. And again, he has no right to take it away from the public. He's not going to do that. He's going to just simply move it to another side of his property. It sounds reasonable, and the Mishnah says it's not going to work. And not only is it not going to work, but he's going to lose, and he's going to lose. So what he ceded over to the public now belongs to the public, meaning the public now has officially a second pathway running through his property. And that which he originally tried to acquire for himself, that he didn't get. So therefore now what has just happened is a proliferation of pathways on his property. I cannot say that again. I can only say it one time. So but basically now he's got two pathways on his property. The Gemara is going to deal with this extensively. The Gemara is going to be spending most of the Amud Aleph on this line of the Mishnah. What he's doing seems totally reasonable, and the halacha that the Mishnah tells us seems to be very harsh. So we're going to be spending some time on this. So please stay tuned as we're going when we get to the Gemara. This is going to come up as a major discussion in today's daf. Derech Yachid Ala Amos. Now we're talking about linear measurements, the width of particular pathways, meaning that I'm going to sell you a pathway and I'm going to call it by different names. And calling it by different names has different meanings in terms of what it actually is going to measure from a width standpoint. So the Gemara goes on to describe, Derech Yachid Dal Amos, if I say to you I'm going to be selling you a private path, so the expectation is it has to be four amos wide. Derech HaRabim, 16 amos. If it's a public path, meaning you're not selling a public path, because you can't. It doesn't belong to anybody. It means that I'm selling you a pathway, and we're calling it, I'm saying it's going to be as wide as Derech HaRabim. It's going to be as wide as the public pathway. So there, the public pathway is 16 amos wide. Derech HaMelech Ein La Shir. Now, if it's a Derech HaMelech, so there's no shir for Derech HaMelech, for the king's pathway. We're going to describe that in the Gemara. And Derech HaKever Ein La Shir. A pathway to the cemetery does not have a shir as well. And HaMaimon, as far as the Maimon is concerned, Dayanet Zipora Amar Beis Arba Kabin. The amount of area necessary for a maimed is going to be the area that you can plant for kabin. Okay, much to discuss in terms of that last point of the Mishnah. First of all, what is a maimed? Okay, the maimed mentioned over here has nothing to do with the maimed mentioned back in Masechta Tanis. It's two different issues, two different definitions. So stay tuned, we're going to be discussing that as well. Okay, so most, as I pointed out, a good part of our discussion today is going to revolve around the first halach in the Mishnah. First halach in the Mishnah is very difficult to understand in that I have a public pathway running through my property. Now, I can't take it away. I don't have the right to take it away. But what I would like to do is just simply move it. I'd like to move it over to another area of my pathway. So basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to block up the old pathway and I'm going to give the public a new pathway running through my property. So the Mishnah told us that you can't do that. Not only can you not do that, but the old pathway remains the public's. And the new pathway, which you seeded, also is going to belong to the public as well. So there really are two questions that are built into this Mishnah's ruling. One is on the old pathway, one is on the new pathway. Let's take this step by step. The old pathway. Why can't, if you want to block it, why not? Meaning, again, to block it and just simply take away from the public, you're not allowed to do. You're going to replace it with a new pathway. You did replace it with a new pathway. So why can't you just simply block up the old pathway? That's question number one. Question number two, once we've realized that you can't block the old pathway and you seeded a new pathway and we said that the new pathway now belongs to the public, well, look, I didn't gain anything. In fact, I just lost. So why can't we say the following? Why can't we just revert back to the old pathway and let me take back my new pathway? Why don't we say that as well? So really, there's a question on the old pathway, there's a question on the new pathway. Question number one, how come he can't see the old path? How come he can't reclaim the old pathway? That's one. Two, once we've learned now that once we learn he can't reclaim the old pathway, why does he have to yield the new pathway? Why can't he just simply say, look, the old pathway belongs to the public, give me back my new pathway? These are really two questions that we're going to be asking on the Gemara. Let's start off. Amai shelo lo higia. Linka pazer v'leisev. So the Gemara over here asks a question, and that is, look, he wanted to give the public a new pathway. And so therefore what he did is he wanted to block the old pathway. And the Gemara asks a really simple question. Why not? Why not claim that which belongs to him? And Linko Pazer Valesev. And the Gemara over here, in very, very simple, a simple description, says, and let him stand there at the entrance of the old pathway, right, with a good old-fashioned shovel, or a stick, or a pitchfork, and just simply, somebody wants to walk down the old pathway, so you say, look, let me redirect you, okay? And just in the event that you need redirection with a little bit of assistance, so here's a stick. And I'll hit the guy, and he'll be like, no, right? Literally, he's training people to walk down a new pathway. So let's see. Now, a lot of interesting issues over here. Let's take a look together at the Rashbam, the first Rashbam in the Gemara. Amai shelo lo higia, klamar. Lama lo takino lo chacham she'i lo rishosa seislam derech min atzad bal karchan. Why can't he just simply dictate to the public, you used to have this old pathway, no longer. I'm going to give you now a new pathway. Share ein mafsin in klum. Now, what net effect does it have to the public? Nothing. Public had an old pathway. Public will have now a new pathway. So it's a zero-sum game. There is no loss to the public. And the Rashbam reminds us, and we say this time and again, if I want to do something and it's no skin off your back, so you know what? You should give up. You should cede. And you don't want to? Even though if for you it's no loss, there's no hefsek for you? Kofan Amida Stone. Meaning for you to say no when it doesn't represent a loss to you, that's sodomite behavior. That's how people in Sodom behaved. And generally speaking, yes, it's subject to a debate whether or not Kofan Amida Stone or ain't Kofan Amida Stone. But over here, if you don't stand to lose, come on. Just give me my old pathway, take the new pathway. You didn't lose anything. Don't behave like a sodomite. V'hilkachia derech shalahen. Kanu lo legamri. Shim yirtza lavar b'hai derech shalakach asmo. V'hu eino yochala amid rabin bedin. Okay, and so basically now the Rashbam explained the Gemara's question. Why don't we just simply say, for the public, they didn't lose anything, and let's legislate that people should not behave like sodomites. And you have a new pathway. Take the new pathway. And look at the next Rashbam. Link up with Pazra. And again, we're still in the Gemara's question right now. And what should you do? Stand on the entrance of the old pathway with a stick, and anyone who's insisting they're going to go down the old pathway, so you're going to persuade them with a stick, if necessary, that you're not going to take the old pathway, you're going to take the new pathway. Makal or resta shakaran fork, right? Valeisa ba derech lakos is called mishi yirtza lavor v'lav adina l'nafshe me'achad disle pseida. And the Rashbam over here writes, and what are you going to do? You're going to take the law into your own hand. And this takes us back to Baba Kama. This is a long time ago in Daf Yomi. This is now back to Baba Kama. And this is the beginning of Baba Kama. Not the very beginning, but on Daf Chav, the Gemara over there has a discussion, a debate, in terms of whether or not a person's allowed to take the law into their own hand. Now, take the law into their own hand, we're not talking about being a vigilante. We're talking about where you are right now, stand to lose something, and you know that you're in the right, and do you have to take the person to court, or can you just simply say, no, I'm right, and I'm taking the law into my own hand? So in other words, let's say somebody owes you money, and you have a contract, I'm giving a simple example, and you have a shtar, And now the guy's refusing to pay. So on one hand, well, let's go to court. Well, we know what's going to happen when we go to court. I'm holding a shtar in my hand, and the court's going to order you to pay me. So, or can we just simply say no? In other words, we know what's going to happen in court. I have a shtar. I have the edim. You're just being difficult. And so therefore, I'm allowed to take the law into my own hand. The Gemara over there debates whether a person is allowed to do that. However, the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Chav, says that if it's Makom Pseda, now Makom Pseda means is that if we wait to go to court, I will definitely lose. So under those circumstances, the Gemara says, Kuleyama, everyone agrees that you are allowed to take the law into your own hand. What the Rashba is reflecting over here is that maybe we can argue the same point over here as well. Meaning, I'm going to lose. Nice. If I don't tell the Rabbim to go to the other pathway, and with a stick, meaning I create a new pathway for the Rabbim. Well. So then, I'm going to lose over here, because in other words, I yielded a new pathway to the public, and now they're going to continue using the old pathway, I'm going to lose. So maybe over here, the suggestion of the Gemara, as the Rashbam explains, is that under these circumstances, you may take the law into your own hand. I'm reading the Rashbam again. There is a real loss over here. Now over here, the one asking the question in the Gemara is thinking, look, right now the questioner of the Gemara thinks that what you did is totally within the right. You took away a pathway from the public, but you gave them a new pathway, which is perfectly legitimate. And when the Mishnah says lo higio, the Mishnah is not telling us a halacha. The Mishnah is just simply saying, look, the public's not going to accept it. The public wants their old pathway. And so what the Gemara now is asking is, okay, what do you mean the public's not going to accept it? You dictate the terms. You tell the public, I'll make you accept it. I gave you a new pathway. You take the new pathway, and I'm gonna defend my old pathway. That's what the Gemara is thinking right now, is that the Mishnah is not telling us a halacha. The Mishnah is just simply saying, look, you could try it, but it's not going to work, because the public is still going to use the old pathway. That's what the Gemara is. That's the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara's question. And now, that with that in mind, so now we see the Gemara's answer. Back to the Gemara. Shamas Mina. Now, this is still the Gemara thinking that it's just, the Mishnah is not reflecting a halacha, it's just a reality. Shamas Mina lo avin ninish dinal and avshay afil b'makom pseda. Are we to conclude over here from our discussion that a person is not allowed to take the law into his own hands, even where he's looking at a real loss? So, and again, the Gemara in Baba Kama tells us that a person is allowed to take the law into his own hand when you're looking at pseda. So the Gemara now is going to explain. Amar of Zvid, Mishmei Derava. We're going to have three answers in the Gemara right now. As the Rashbam points out later, answers 1 and 3 are really not much different than one another. In fact, the Rashbam, I'll show you the Rashbam later on, he says there really is no practical difference between answers 1 and 3. Answer 2 may be a little bit different, but basically the Gemara is going to answer in one of three ways. All three answers basically point to the same idea. The Mishnah is not telling us a reality, the Mishnah is telling us a halacha, meaning halachically, you do not get to take back your old pathway, the original pathway. Why? So that's going to be explained in one of three different ways. Amar of Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Gzeres Shama Yiten Lahem Derech HaKaton. Yeah. So answer number 1 is as follows. Look, can you take your old pathway and replace it with a new pathway? Fundamentally, the answer is really yes. You can. You're allowed to. However, there are going to be times where the new pathway is not going to be apples for apples. It's not going to be right repeal and replace with something of equivalency, but rather what you're going to do is you're going to give a pathway to the public, your second pathway, which is going to be detrimental to the public. And so therefore, what the Chachamim were afraid with is that if we allow people to just simply replace the old pathway with a new pathway, what people are going to do, may end up doing, is give the public something that is to their detriment. And so what the Chachamim did is, under all circumstances, they blocked the ability of a landowner to replace the old pathway with a new pathway for fear that maybe the new pathway will be to the detriment of the public. That is, and the Gemara uses a word, the terminology is called a gzera. It's a rabbinic decree, meaning under the circumstances where you gave them something which is equivalent to what was old, it should principally work, but as a gzeira, the chachamim banned any kind of replacement. Rav Misharsha mishmed Rav Amar benosin lam derech hakaton. Rav Misharsha gives a different answer. When I say different, it means like this. No, our Mishnah is not talking about Xera. Our Mishnah is talking about a specific case where you did give the public a more circuitous pathway than the original pathway. Meaning that according to Rav Misharsha, it's not that the Chachamim made a general Xera. In other words, if what you replaced the original pathways with is something which is comparable, that would work. Our Mishnah is talking about where you didn't replace it with something which is comparable, but rather you gave them something which is detrimental. So the difference between answer one and two of the Gemara is, in answer number one, gzeira. Meaning under no circumstances, even if it's apples for apples, even if it's the second pathway is just as good as the first pathway, so the according to answer number one, you can never do it. According to answer number two, you can, but only if the second pathway is just as short as the first pathway. And the Gemara now gives the third answer. Rav Ashi Amar, we're on the top of Kuf Amud Aleph. Kol menatza derecha katon hi krova lazeh v'rechoka lazeh. Third answer of the Gemara is, even if from a linear standpoint, the second pathway is just as short as the first pathway, but consider now, the first pathway was central in your property. I'm giving an example. The first pathway was central in your property. And now what do you want to do? You want to push it off to the side. For somebody who's been using that pathway, it's now going to be circuitous. It's going to be longer. Because even though for a group of people, the pathway now is closer, for another group of people living on the other side of your property, now the pathway is going to be longer. It's going to take them longer to walk to that pathway in order to cut through your property. So the Gemara says, every move is going to be circuitous for somebody. Correct. So, and as the Rashman points out, and the Rashman says it very clearly over here, that the difference between answer 1 and 3 is negligible. In fact, he writes, there is no difference between answers 1 and 3. The difference between answer 1 and 3 is, no, I'm sorry, there is no difference between answer 1 and 3. Under both of those answers, you can never move a pathway, period. Either because you want to say it's Xera, or you want to say because every movement is going to be circuitous. Circuitous for somebody, however you want to say it, you can never do so. Masha'enken, according to answer number two, if what you're doing is comparable, what you're replacing the old pathway with new pathway is comparable to the first pathway, so under those circumstances you're allowed to do it. Our Mishnah is just simply describing where it was not comparable. Okay. Velema lahu. So far, what have we addressed? The question of how come you can't replace the old pathway with a new pathway. So again, gzeira, derech hakalton. Okay. Now, next question. Fine. So now you cannot see the old pathway. You cannot You can't reclaim the old pathway. Fine. You can't reclaim the old pathway. Give me back my new pathway. Okay, and that's the Gemara's next question. So the Gemara says, "Velema lahu shaklu didchuva havali didi." Okay, public, you get the old pathway. Fine. But now, I only made a new pathway because I thought I was reclaiming my old pathway. So now you're telling me I don't get my old pathway. Fine. Give me back my new pathway. And you public, let's go back to where we were originally. You public have your old pathway, and I'm gonna keep my property as it is. It's a reasonable question of the Gemara. The Gemara here is going to address this question and give a couple of answers. We'll start off Amani Rabbi Eliezer here, Ditanya. So the first answer of the Gemara is that our Mishnah subscribes to the viewpoint of Rabbi Eliezer. The Gemara quotes a Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Mishabiru Derech Latzmam, Mashabiru Biru. Where the public have chosen a path for themselves, so that pathway that's chosen by the public now belongs to the public.
How did the public choose it?
Now, the Gemara's next question, La Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbim Gazlanim Ninu. So what do you mean? In other words, first of all, who's speaking on behalf of the public? Okay, fine. Which is in general a question you can ask. But the Gemara over here is bothered by a very simple question. We, the halacha, are firm believers in what's called private property. Private property. And what, the public now can say to themselves, you know what? It'd be much easier for us if we could just cut through his property. And so you know what we're going to do? We're just going to cut through his property, and we're going to make a path through his property. And hey, we're the publican, we're allowed to do that. No, you're not. Meaning you're not allowed to cut through someone's private property. That is what's called gazela. That's stealing. So the Gemara asks that simple question. So Amar of Gidol Amarav, so what we have to do, it's necessary, is that we have to give some sort of context within the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. He cannot exist in a vacuum where the public can just simply, right, for no cause, just simply walk through somebody's property and create a pathway through somebody's property. That's impossible. So the Gemara says there must be more context to the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, and the Gemara provides. Kigon. Shavdalam derech ba'usa sadeh. So the Gemara says is that here's what happened. What happened was is once upon a time we know that there was a pathway running through that person's property. And over the course of years, the person, I don't know how he did it, but successfully, he erased the public pathway. But we know that there was one that was there. So the Gemara says, under those circumstances, the public now can create a pathway running through that person's property. Right? The Rashbam over here writes, Keshavdalam derech bosa sadeh, de mikomakom orcha islehu gabe. So there is a pathway there. We don't know where it is exactly, but we all know that it was once there, and we know that at least potentially it exists. I'm reading the Rashbam. V'yafet koach rabim mikoach yachid. And now the strength of the rabim is greater than that of the individual. Sha'ayachid shavdalo derech besada chavero. Let's say, for example, that a private citizen, had a pathway running through someone's property. So what can I do as a private individual? So the Rashbam says, really, under those circumstances, you go to court. So lo yivram atzma ella obe based in obe reshusa shabala sada. Well, either you work it out with the property owner, and if that doesn't work, you're going to go to court. So as a private individual, knowing that you had a pathway running through someone's property, so your recourse is basically go to court. Or somehow work it out. Aval, rabim ke based in damu. But listen to the language of the Rashbam. It's really strong language. But when it comes to the public, you know what the public is treated like in this regard? They are like a court. Read that line again. Aval rabim ke based in damu. But the public is like a based in. Deman minayu mazmin lahayla bedina. Meaning, when you're talking about the public, like which member of the public now is going to be taking him to court? Obviously nobody. We're talking about a collective group. So therefore, v'kol shekein masnisin du'atzmo nasan lahem. Now, our Mishnah actually is even better than this scenario. Meaning, the scenario that we illustrated, Rabbi Eliezer, is that we knew there was a pathway running through, but we lost it, and now the public wants to recreate it. Rabbi Eliezer affords the public the right to recreate a pathway. They'll decide where it is, but they have the right to do so. Our Mishnah is even better, because what happened in our Mishnah? Here, the guy said to the public, here, public, you could take this pathway. And once he said that, so then the public have now every right to use that pathway. Now, you can argue this point of the Rashbam, I don't want to, but you can argue the point of the Rashbam, because you could suggest that, look, in the case of our Mishnah, he did so only based on a condition, and that condition wasn't met. I hear that. In other words, I hear that point. But what the Rashbam is obviously doing is, he's explaining the Gemara. Meaning, our Gemara is saying, who is our Mishnah? And the Gemara says, our Mishnah is Rabbi Eliezer. So now the next step, of course, is you have to explain. And that's what the Rashbam is doing. He's saying that if you see that Rabbi Eliezer says that a public can create a pathway that's running through someone's property, so kol shekein, if the owner is seeding a pathway, so then it belongs to the public. Right. Okay. That's a great question. I don't have an answer. I can suggest, but I don't know. I know it's a very good question. Okay. Back to the Gemara. So ihachi. So the Gemara says, okay, so where do we stand right now? So we are trying to understand our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, in other words, as far as giving up the old pathway, we have already established you can't do that for various reasons. Gzeira, derech hakaton. What about taking back your new pathway that you gave to the public? So what the Gemara now is suggesting is you can't do that because our Mishnah subscribes to Rabbi Eliezer. So to which the Gemara says, Ihachi amai amarava barav. I'll tell you the problem, says the Gemara, is that we have we have Rabba Bar Rav Huna quoting Rav, who says that the halacha does not fall like Rabbi Eliezer. And here now comes the problem. Meaning, we have a Mishnah. It's a Stam Mishnah. And in order to explain how come you don't get back your new pathway, so we aligned our Mishnah together with Rabbi Eliezer. And who did that? It was quoted in the name of Rav. That's how you can explain our Mishnah. But we have another citation in the name of Rav that says that the halacha does not fall like Rabbi Eliezer. That's a problem. To which the Gemara says, Man demasni ha lo masni ha. Okay. These two statements within Rav cannot coexist. Either you're going to explain our Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer, which means it's a Stam Mishnah, which means you do subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer, or the other statement is that, no, Rav doesn't subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer. Well, here comes a simple problem. If you're going to go with the second statement, which is that Rav does not subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer, so then what are you going to do with our Mishnah? Next lines of the Gemara. V'tam amai mishum de Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara says, so, if you are of the opinion that Rav does not subscribe to Rabbi Eliezer, how do you handle our Mishnah? So the Gemara says, which for that, you're going to have to explain it using another principle. It's similar, but it's not the same. Am Rav Yehuda Meitzer Sheechziko Barab Masel Kakola. Rav Yehuda says as follows, is that when you have a pathway that Hechziko Bo Rabin, the public have now assumed it to be theirs, have made it theirs, so Asel Kakola, at that point in time, you cannot destroy it. Now, it sounds similar to Rabbi Eliezer, but it's not exactly the same. Once again, I turn to the Rashbam. Shehechziko bo rabin. The Rashbam is the first mid-range line. He writes, Shehushvu v'teknu lehiluch v'habalim yadu v'shasku. So here's what happened. The public have formed a pathway going through someone's property. The homeowner knew about it. This is the way the Rashbam explains it. And the homeowner said nothing. Meaning, shtika. And the Rashbam writes, Asa l'kakalo devada l'rabim machal. So we'll assume now, since the homeowner knew about it, that was mechila on the part of the homeowner, and therefore it belongs to the public. V'kol shekein, and again, the Rashbam uses the same now logic. Kol shekein masisna shenasan l'ham ha'u derech bi'adayim, hilkach mashenasan nasan u'kegon she'echziku. And so now, in the case of our Mishnah, the homeowner not only was quiet, he was beyond quiet. He was one step above quiet. He actually gave the public that second pathway, and therefore the public now started using it. Once they start using it, that's it. Now it belongs to the public. And again, I know, I'm going to make the same point again. I know you can argue, because in the case of our Mishnah, he only gave that second pathway to the public, assuming that he was going to reclaim the original pathway. And yes, and it didn't work. So, and I know that you can make the point that actually our Mishnah is not as strong as the statement of Rav Yehuda, because he only yielded it to the public because he thought he was going to get his old pathway back. And it was Al Tanai, and the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. So, yes, I understand it's difficult to go from this to our Mishnah, but the Gemara does so. And the Rashbam obviously has to explain that. Back to the Gemara. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Mamai Kanule. Okay, now I'm sorry. Let's put a hard pause right now in the Gemara. Let's just quickly summarize. Where do we stand in terms of our Mishnah? So I'm going to give a quick summary statement. So the Mishnah talks about a homeowner who has got a property, and there is a pathway. There's a public pathway running through his property, and what he wanted to do is he wanted to repeal and replace. And the Mishnah says he can't do that. So as to the question of why can he not just simply take back his old property? So the Gemara, for that, explains it in one of three different ways. Where one and three is really the same. But in one, it could be gzera. It's a decree that if he tries to take back his old pathway, replacing it with a new one, the new one may end up being detrimental. Or two, the new pathway is actually detrimental. Or three, is that every new pathway is going to be circuitous for somebody. And so therefore, you can't give up the old pathway running through his property once it belongs to the public. Question number two of the Gemara, how come he can't take back the new pathway that he gave to the public? So the Gemara here answers this in one of two ways. Either our Mishnah subscribes to the viewpoint of Rabbi Eliezer, where Rabbi Eliezer says that the public have the right to create a pathway running through someone's property, but as the Gemara explained, that's only in a scenario in which we knew that there was an old pathway running through it, and we just lost it. Under those circumstances, the public's rights are so strong, they can even create a public pathway running through someone's property. Or the Gemara says, it could be that our Mishnah subscribes to the viewpoint of Rav Yehuda, which is that once the public have made usage of a pathway running through someone's property, and Rav Yehuda was talking about a scenario where the homeowner knew about it, and he never protested it, so then it assumes ownership of the public. And over here in our Mishnah, where the homeowner actually gave the public that second pathway, so under those circumstances, it belongs to the public. Okay. That's where we're at in the Gemara right now. We're just going to tie up a couple of loose ends on this whole sugya. The Gemara asks a simple question. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Bamai Kanulei. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the public have a right to create a pathway running through someone's property. Again, only under the circumstance where we knew that it was once there, we just lost it. So the Gemara says, what is the actual kinyan? What is the proprietary act that creates the kinyan that now belongs to the public? So the Gemara says, hiloch. The Gemara says walking. Mm-hmm. Walking is a form of kinyan. Now, yes, you're going to ask me, where have we seen that before? Right. In other words, we know kinyanim are kesef, right. Shtar, chazaka. It could be that hiluch falls under the category of chazaka, although to be fair, the Gemara does not say that. In other words, we're saying that. We may be right, but it's something to take into consideration. Ditanya halachba la'arka la'rechba kana makam hilucha divrei Rabbi Eliezer. By the public walking through that pathway, that is the ma'isa kinyan. V'chachamim omrim ein hiluch mo'al klum ad shiachzik. And the chachamim say no, walking doesn't do anything until they do a chazaka. Meaning clearly according to the chachamim, hiluch is not a kinyan. A chazaka, a proprietary act, is a kinyan, and clearly, according to the Chachamim, walking is not considered a proprietary act. And again, you can make that argument that according to Rabbi Eliezer, walking is a proprietary act. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Elazar the Amora explains Rabbi Eliezer the Tana in the following sense. Dichsiv kumis alech bar, sarkar alech bar, kilecha et nana. Kadosh Baruch Hu's instructions to Avram Avinu is walk throughout the entire land. And by doing so, you're going to acquire the land. Now, the Torah doesn't say, and you're going to acquire the land. The Torah says, Ki lecha etanenu, I will give you the land. But the way Rabbi Eliezer understands it, according to Rabbi Elazar the Amora, is that, meaning, this is it. This is a proprietary act that you will do in order to acquire the land. V'rabbanan, now, if you want to argue, the Gemara goes and presents the other side. V'rabbanan hasa mishim chavivusa da'avram hu de'kamer lei hachi k'dei she'enoch lechbosh lefnei banav. Now, according to the Chachamim, the walking is not the proprietary act. The walking is just simply a way that Avram Avinu can demonstrate that this land will become ours. The language of the Gemara is Chavivusa de Avram. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu loves Avram so much, it'll make it easier for the children to acquire, considering that Avram walks throughout the entire land. How does that work exactly? I'm reading the Rashbam, first very wide line on the Amud, K'dei she'enoach, da'avalu ki yorshim, v'lo k'gazlanim. Because now, what the children will be like, it's a mashal, it's ki'ilu, the children will be like yorshim, not like thieves, v'lo yerishus l'satan l'katrek. And no one can now accuse us, v'lo pitzchon pel labal midas adin. Okay.
Who can accuse Avram?
The children.
But Avram did the same was doing something that the children, they want the children, but Avram did it himself, so Avram couldn't be accused of that.
I mean, Avram, I mean, you could, meaning you could.
The logic is like, and he did so the children would be, but
it is, right, the Gemara doesn't use this language, obviously, but it's like, it's ceremonial. But in other words, according to the Chachamim, it's not a legal action. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it is, but according to Chachamim, it's not. Yeah, right. It fits in wonderfully for today. But according to the Chachamim, it fits under the category of, again, the Gemara doesn't use this language because you're not going to find this language in the Gemara. It's Maisa Avasim Labanim, meaning that Avram created the prototype, in which the children are now going to be able to use that as but not in a real halachic sense, but more in a metaphysical sense.
Okay. Well, you said a path is different because a field you make a fancy, it is. But a path, what do you do on the path? You walk.
Right.
That's so many paths you can do.
Right. In other words, there's an actual physical path there, which is what, meaning that's Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, meaning that's what the Gemara said.
Walking would be a king.
Right. Cave and Sheikh Zuko Barabim. So in other words, once it's a pathway, so that's it.
That's all you do. Rebbe,
right. Rabbi Eliezer is going one step much further, which is there's no pathway there.
Right.
And the Rabbim can make a pathway over there. Okay.
Correct.
Amar Rav Yosef Rebbe Chanina Modim Chacham and Rebbe Lazar. Now, even though we obviously are at a disagreement between the Chacham and Rebbe Lazar, whether or not Hiluch can create a kinyan or cannot create a kinyan, Shvil Shel Kramen, if I have a pathway through a vineyard, Hovanasa Lehiluch Nikne Mehiluch. You see, why do I have a pathway through a vineyard? It's meant, it's designed for walking. Once something is designed for walking, walking creates a kinyan. And there the Gemara says we have agreement. Ki also Lakamad. So the Gemara says, now, we're talking about a pathway, and we're talking about the kinyan of a pathway. How wide are we talking about? What is considered a minimum width of a pathway that's functional and usable? So the Gemara says, it's got to be wide enough where I could be holding vines in my hand. Now, obviously, the vines are extending on both sides of my body. How far out, I don't know. How big are these vines? The Gemara doesn't say. But in other words, what the pathway should allow me to do is to hold the vines, walk through the pathway, and be able to turn around. So it has to give me that kind of maneuverability. V'lo amar nala demesayim mechitza. The Gemara says, yeah, but that's true, but that's only when the pathway is running against a wall, where I need the pathway to be wider. Avalo mesayim mechitza, but if the pathway is not up against a wall. And so basically now, I have a pathway, and I got really, truth of the matter is, I got room on both sides of the pathway. The pathway then doesn't have to be that wide. Ki hecha deshako kara manakara. How wide does the pathway have to be? Your right foot followed then by your left foot, meaning enough so that you can walk through the pathway. In other words, as long as there are no walls on each side, as long as I can walk through the pathway, that is considered wide enough for a pathway to exist. And I can be right, and I, correct, and right, exactly, and I'll carry things, and there'll be room on both sides because there's no wall on either side. Okay, Derech HaYachid Dala Amos. Now again, we're going back to the Mishnah now. Okay, as I mentioned, most of the daf today, or I should say half the daf today, is really a discussion in the first line of the Mishnah. Your attempt to reclaim the old path, public pathway, and to give the public a new pathway, and we spent a lot of time on that. And now, for the remainder of the daf, we are now going to be discussing the rest of the Mishnah. We'll first start off with Derech HaYachid. I tell a person I'm going to be selling him a private pathway. So how wide does it have to be? 4 amos. Tana achirim omim ad sheyavor chamor b'maso. The Gemara quotes the Braisa, and the Braisa says it doesn't have to be 4 amos wide. It just have to be the width of a donkey, with the load on top of a donkey. Now, again, for us... for us city folk, or whatever you want to call us... So it doesn't mean a whole lot to us. So Amar Rav Huna halacha ka'achem. Now Rav Huna says that's a halacha. Diana Gola, the judges in Gola. Remember, Diana Gola is always a reference to Shmuel and Karna. Shnei gamadim umechza, 2.5 amas wide. Linear measurement. In other words, but not the 4 amas mentioned in our Mishnah.
What is gamad?
It's a reference to an ama, a very narrow ama, a slim ama. Okay, Amar Rav Huna halacha k'dayana gola. Rav Huna says that's halacha. V'am Rav Huna halacha k'acherim. Now Rav Huna also, I'm sorry, v'ha Amar Rav Huna halacha k'acherim. Now we also have another statement to Rav Huna that falls like that says that the halacha falls like acherim. Idiv idich hashirahu. The Gemara says it's not a stira because they're saying the same thing. The width of a donkey with its load is basically 2.5 amas wide, not the 4 amas mentioned in our Mishnah. Very good. Continuing in the Gemara, we're in the very bottom of Kuf Amud Aleph. Derech HaRabim is 16 amas. The Derech HaRabim is 16 amas. And again, we're not selling a public pathway. I'm telling you that I'm going to sell you a pathway that's as wide as a public pathway. So what is the assumed width of a public pathway? So 16 amas. Tanu Rabban Derech HaYachid 4 amas. Derech Meir La'ir 8 amas. The pathway from one city to another has got to be 8 amas wide. Right? It's kind of like a 2-lane highway. Derech Harabim 16 Amos, a public pathway 16 Amos wide. Derech Are Miklat, the pathway to go to an Ir Miklat, Shloshim Vishtaim Amos 32 Amos wide. Why in the world is it so wide? The answer is very simple. Because, and the Gemara spells it out. Amar Ravuna, my cry, Dichsiv, Tachin Lecha, Derech, Derech, Ha Derech. Meaning, it's not enough just to create a pathway to the Ir Miklat. It has to be Ha Derech, the pathway. Meaning that there has to be the easiest access to get to the Ir Miklat. It's a city of refuge. A city of refuge, people need to get there in a very timely fashion. Right, it's right. That's great. You need an HOV lane to get to the Ir Miklat, and it has to be twice the width of a regular road of a regular Rishus HaRabim. Derech HaMelech in la shir. A derech HaMelech does not have a shir. Shamelech parts get alasos lo derech vein mamachim biyado. The Gemara says, as far as the king is concerned, so a king can make a pathway as wide as he wants, and presumably wherever he would like to do so.
If there's no shir for a lot, they're using it as the end of the
name. Right. So now I so funny. I was wondering the same thing. So now we stipulated that I'm going to sell you a pathway that's as wide as derech HaMelech. What does that mean now? Meaning, what did that transaction include? What did it not include? I don't know. Okay. Derech HaKever Ein Lash... I don't know. I hear you. Same question bothered me. Right. Practically speaking, now, what would that mean? Derech HaKever Ein Lashir. The pathway to the cemetery does not have a shir, mishum yikar yishikva. And the Gemara says, because of Kavanah Meis, because of the honor that we have to give to the dead. And the Rashbam writes very succinctly, she'ein ze Kavanah Meis lavriach es ha-malavim oso mikan. In other words, if the pathway to the cemetery is so narrow that when people are trying to create escorts, levu ha-meis, we're trying to escort the body to its final resting spot, and now the pathway is so narrow that some of us just can't walk there. That's a lack of Kavanah Meis. So therefore, the pathway has got to be very wide. Again, without giving a number. Okay. Okay. We're now talking about Maimad. So again, Maimad over here does not mean the same thing that means in Tanis. It's basically a minhag that existed back then. To certain varying degrees, the minhag continues to this very day. I'll mention in just a moment with varying degrees of differences. But basically, what once upon a time happened is that people would either on the way to the cemetery or on the way from the cemetery, so there would be a point where they would stop. So, first let's read a braisa, and then later I'll discuss the minhag in greater detail. And I'll read the Rashbam. So, but first, let's go through the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes the Braisa. Hamocha kivro derech kivro, mako ma'amado beis hespedo. So let's say a person sells either cemetery plot, a family cemetery plot, or the pathway to the cemetery, or the place where we're going to do this minhag of ma'amad, or the place where we eulogize. So b'ayim b'nei mishpacha v'karvan oso al-karcha mishum p'ka mishpacha. So now the members of the family, of those who sold the family burial plot, can go in there and bury their family over there. And why? Because of p'ka mishpacha. Because it's our family cemetery plot. Now what does that mean in terms of from the buyer's standpoint? The Rashbam points out the buyer is just simply going to get refunded, meaning the sale never should have taken place. In other words, this family plot belonged to this particular family, obviously. It's what's why it's called a family plot. And so therefore, from the perspective of the buyer, the sale never should have taken place. And the Rashbam says the buyer is going to get a full refund. Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara quotes another braisa. Ein pochas mishiva ma'amados, o moshe avos lemeis. Now in terms of this minhag of ma'amad, so it should be no less than seven. Keneged hevel havalim amar kol es hevel havalim hakol hevel, right? Corresponding to the number of times it says the word hevel in the pasuk, right?
What do we do now? We carry seven.
Now, what exactly is this minhag? So I'm reading the Rashbam. The Rashbam here gives a description of the minhag. Now I pointed out. The way it's done nowadays is a little bit different than the way it's being described over here. Look at the Rashbam inside. I'm reading. The Rashbam says we're talking about in the return after the burial. So what we're doing now is we're walking back slowly. We're then going to stop. and we're providing divrei nichumim. Ola harbosar al hamesh shemes ola harbos bebechi. V'laseis ish elibola shuv b'tshuva. Or it just gives people opportunity to reflect, introspection, cry. Ki chai adam hevel, because what really is our life? It's most of it is futile. And this is done seven times over. It gives people the chance to reflect, to introspect, and to think, like, what am I doing with my life? And I got to give my life more meaning. And right, this life is going by really quickly, and I got to do something meaningful. Kidei lasis alibam shechaya adam hevel v'hainu demefarash l'kaman kineged shivel hevel havalim shebesochan. I'm sorry, shiksuvim b'roshei for kohalas kenira atam be'inai. The Rashbam says, I think this is the pshat in the Gemara. I think this is the correct pshat in the Gemara. So basically, this minhag of mamad is on the way back from the cemetery to give literally to give pause to the avelim and all those who are there, so that they can reflect and they can do a little bit of tshuva and improve upon themselves. Okay. The Ra'isi Kasav Mipnesha Hashedim Islavim Imachozrim. Now, the Rashbam does admit that he heard another pshat in the Gemara, and it has to do with Shedim. Because as you're going away from the cemetery, so you're being accompanied by Shedim, Mi Beis HaKvaros L'Kach Tiknu Ma'amaros HaMoshevas Kedei Shebetok Kach Yistaklu HaShedim HaAleihem. And so by stopping, so every time you stop, the Shedim are going to separate themselves from you. Valoni here, the Rashbam says, I don't like that pshat. Dimken Yuosin came b'komakum l'kam and amrina d'minhaga talya milsa. So first of all, the Rashbam says, if that's really the pshat, so then it should be a universal minhag. It shouldn't be something which some people do, some people don't do. V'od my keneged hevel havalim. And then what does that have to do with the pasuk and kohalas? So the Rashbam does not like this pshat. He prefers his pshat, which is, it has to do with reflection and introspection. Okay. So that's the minhag of ma'amados that's being described in our Mishnah. Back to the Gemara. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Derav LeRav Ashi Heche Avdei. So how should we do it? Amalei Kedetanya. So he says, what do you mean, how should we do it? Look at the Braisa. Read the Braisa. Am Rav Yehuda B'Yehuda B'Rishon Alei Yupokse Mishiva Ma'amados Moshavos Ameis. So the way we used to do it is that no less than seven. And we would say, dearly beloved, let's go. Now he says, well, if that's true, and all we're doing is just stopping and going, so aren't we allowed to do so even on Shabbos? Okay, the Gemara is going to explain that a little bit better in just a moment. So, the sister of Rami Bar Papa was married to Rav Avya, Shechiva, Rachmana, she died, Avale Mamana Moshev. And for her, they did this practice of Mamana Moshev. I'm Rav Yosef Tarpatarte. So Rav Yosef says, you made two mistakes. So number one, it's only done for relatives, and you did it even for non-relatives. So yes, it's a wife. So it's but right, it's not a blood relative. Number two, v'tal she'enosin ela b'yom rishon v'hu avad b'yom sheni. And the minhag is only to do it on the first day of Avelos, and you did it on the second day of Avelos. Abai Amar Bahana Mita. Abai says another mistake, which is she'enosin ela b'beis hakvaros v'hu asa b'ir. This minhag of mamad is only done in the cemetery, and you did it in the city. Rav Amar Bahana Mita. Rav says another mistake. She'enosin ela b'makum shenagu v'asam lo nahog. It's only done as per the minhag, and as the Rashbam points out, because he knew the Gemara coming up, and here the Gemara says it clearly, some people just simply don't have the minhag. And so another mistake is that you instituted a minhag in a place where it's not done. Meitzvei, the Gemara challenges based on the Braisa, Amar Lohem Kinaf V'Shabbos Motel Asos Kain. Now the Gemara says, now, it should be able to be done on Shabbos. Now wait a second. Shabbos can't be the first day of Avelos. We're not burying on Shabbos. What does that mean? If so, it can be done even on Shabbos. V'yamar bebeis hakvaros v'yam aleph. If we're talking about in the cemetery on day one, how can in the cemetery on day one be a Shabbos? It can't be. We're not allowed to bury on Shabbos. Ebay the kvaras b'Shabbos, my bay. The Gemara asked exactly that question. What are you doing in the cemetery on Shabbos? So on day one of Avelos.
Well, maybe it was 5 days late.
Good. You're saying the Gemara. Oh. So be'iras mukhal beis kvaras de'amtuya ben hashmashos. So the Gemara says right. So it was on erev Shabbos. It was the burial took place right before Shabbos. So that's how the Gemara can make the comment. Well, now we could do it even on Shabbos. Why? Because the burial took place right before Shabbos, and so therefore this minhag of ma'amados can be done even, or at least theoretically, can be done even on Shabbos. That's how you would understand the brisa. Okay. So, quick recap. Most of our day today, or half of our day, at least half of our day today, was designated to the discussion of having a public pathway running through your property, trying to take it back, to get it right, reclaim it, replacing it with a new one. The Mishnah says you can't do it. Why not? A lot of discussion in the Gemara in terms of why you can't do that. And then the conclusion of today's daf was the definition of Derech HaYachid, Derech HaRabim, giving linear measurements for pathways in the form of transactions. And then we concluded today with the Minhagim of what once upon a time was done was Ma'amados. Again, we do a version of that nowadays at a cemetery on the way to the on the way to the Kvura. But back then, as the Rashi describes, there was a Minhag that as you're walking away from the Kvura, so we would stop, and the Rashman's preferred explanation, it has to do with introspection, reflection, and an act of tshuva.